What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Existential Stoic Podcast Quick Fix number 3.
Woo!
Breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's episode, we're going to talk about breaking the rules, and we're going to do it in 10 minutes or less.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is breaking the rules.
Breaking the rules, because you're supposed to have long podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Short podcasts. So, today we're talking about breaking the rules, and why is breaking the rules important?
Who created
these darn rules anyways?
I don't know, but there's a lot of them.
You know, because there's always these rules here. But really, I think it's important to examine the rules because you really need to find the rules that work for you as a person.
Yeah, you know, like we broke the rule of introductions.
Did we?
Yeah, you know, because I'm Danny and he's Randy.
Oh, hey, Danny.
Hey, Randy.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, breaking the rules.
Yeah.
You know, the rules are funny because... You know, there is times when rules can, they can confine you. They can also allow you to discover new things. Because when you're confined, sometimes you can create differently. But I think it's also important to break the rules because the rules lead to conformity. They lead to mediocrity, don't they?
Yeah. Like, look at the rule that you have to have a brick and mortar business.
Yeah.
That was the rule for so long. That rule is broken. And look at the benefits to everyone's life.
Yeah, I mean, there's numerous ways to start things now. I mean, it's totally opened up the possibility for individuals to start things without a ton of money and to really just expand what it means to create a business in new ways.
Yeah. So any ways that you break the rules that you want to divulge in?
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think the important thing about breaking the rules, when we talk about self-development and success and life fulfillment, I think the important thing here is that the rules are the norm. They're conformity, they're the standard. Think about it this way. If everybody followed the rules, if everybody followed the norm, we would all be very similar. It would be a lot of the same over and over again because everybody would see themselves as confined by the exact same set of rules, right? And so I think breaking the rules is all about living your own life. It's about finding what works for you, and it's about being willing to take a chance to make something new. To create, because creativity is also about breaking the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I just look at examples in my own life of areas where I've quote-unquote broken the rules of the norm. Like, for instance, marriage or getting a regular job. Like, different things that are typical. You're supposed to go get a job. You're supposed to work for somebody else for 40 years of your life and do this. And you're supposed to get married. And all these things that I kind of questioned. And I was like, does that really work for me? And I said, no. And so I broke the rules.
See, I'm glad you said it too, right? Because that question of, does it work for me? That's what's crucial. Because I think the rule doesn't matter if it works for you. But so many people don't question it. They go along with it. And then you run the risk of waking up one day and realizing that, oh God, that wasn't right, right? Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. You know, like the idea of children for me just doesn't work. I don't want them. I have no issue with children. I just don't want them. And I think, you know, understanding yourself, it's all about understanding which rules or which things work for you. It's creating your own values, right? Your own norms.
Yeah. And also looking at certain rules you can't break. So there are certain physical or societal rules that, well, it's probably better not to break. Like, for instance, the law of gravity.
Yeah.
That's a rule. You probably don't want to try and break that because you jump off a building every time you're going to go down.
Yeah.
Or, for instance, things that could get you in trouble legally. You have to look at the ramifications of breaking the rules and actually, before you break them, see if it's a consequence that you're willing to endure. Because it could, certain rules, if you break them, it could lead to years imprisonment, depending upon where you live in the world, could lead to death.
It could lead to exile, right? I mean, you know, you think about it, it's like, I think this is one of our fears of the rules, right? Is that the rules allow us to be part of the community in a significant way. Breaking the rules means standing alone. And I think that's an important point, right? You have to know which rules am I willing to break, which ones are worthwhile, which ones are even worth breaking.
Yeah.
Because some breaking them is not going to be worth it, you know? You're going to end up putting yourself in a position where you're alone, you might be in danger, or you might lose something else important and valuable in your life.
Well, we live at a pivotal point in evolution. Because let's say you go back 100 or 500 years. Had you have broken the rules in society, you would have been an outcast, and chances are you would have died.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas nowadays, you can break a lot of rules and still get along just fine.
Yeah, you can. And I think, you know, when we talk about breaking the rules too, I think what we mean to here probably mostly is rules that confine us in how we answer questions and solve problems, right? Because when we look at only when we look at other examples and we look at what's worked, we're only seeing a small portion of what's possible. And you know, when you're trying to problem solve, when you're trying to create new ideas or get things off the ground, sometimes you have to think differently. I mean, it's true. Sometimes, you know, you can have a whole room of people who have worked in an industry for 40 years, struggle with a problem, and somebody who doesn't know anything about it, solve it. Because they don't have that, they don't have the confines, they don't have the box around their head, right? Mm-hmm. They're able to see it very differently. And I think that is one important thing. When we talk about breaking the rules, a lot of times we're talking about how can we best solve a problem? How can we best execute something?
Yeah, because it's, you know, there's tons of examples, but, you know.
Marketing's a great one. Right, I mean, the marketing world has changed dramatically these days. You know, it used to be standard marketing approach was, you know, using billboards, using these mass, using commercials to hit broad audiences. That's all changed with very niche marketing, with, you know, independent marketing on social media. You know, I mean, one individual can actually effectively market something now in a way that they could not before. Yeah. Right, and that was breaking that mold.
Yeah, absolutely. Or like just thinking outside the box. Like there's an example of you have a 3x3 thing of 9 dots, and how can you connect them all using only 4 lines? And the only way to do it is to actually go outside the box. You need to extend the lines outside the box. But if you do that, you have to think outside the box. You have to technically break the rules, and actually seeing what the rules are, because it allows you to break them.
That's a good point, right?
Like Tim Ferriss, in his book, he talked about how he became a sumo wrestling champion by technically breaking the rules. He thought outside. He said, what are the actual rules here? And what can I do that's still within these rules, but that's thinking outside the box? And he actually became a sumo champion by doing that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, right? Because you're taking something that's long-standing tradition that's done a certain way. And you know, it's funny, when we do things a certain way for a long time in society, we forget what the rules are. We think they're exactly that, the model. And the rules can often be bent, manipulated, twisted, tweaked, right? To fit what our skill level is, what our powers are, what our abilities are.
Yeah, the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules.
Yeah, right. No, I think that's a big point of breaking the rules though, right? It's understanding what do I need to do to make this work best for me?
Mm-hmm.
In order to, you know, get my end.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Breaking the rules. That's I would say, first, with breaking the rules, you want to clearly see what the defined rules are. Then you want to see what the penalty is for not following the rules, okay? And then you want to see what unspecified things can you do that are within the rules, but that may be outside of what people have thought previously, and then do it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with breaking the rules, we're talking about creation, we're talking about new opportunity, new things. One of the ways I think you need to do is also look at it from perspective, right? How can I shift my perspective to see the rules differently or to see the problem differently so that I can find a new way to solve it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's all it's about. You know, breaking the rules is an important way to move forward though. When we break the rules, we make new opportunity. We make new possibility. I mean, that is the case, right? I mean, look at all these new technologies. They've changed the landscape. And we're just figuring out how to apply them, how to work with them. And, you know, we're always going to discover new stuff so you could be first, essentially.
Yeah. And you have to, when you're breaking the rules, I will say, when you're breaking the rules, people will think you're stupid. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, there was a story that I heard about when people were creating the internet. And they just want to send little packets of data across telephone lines. And the telephone companies are like, you're stupid. That's never going to work. You're never going to be able to send any data. People aren't going to use it. It's stupid. And, well, look at them now. Nobody uses regular telephones anymore. Everybody uses voice over IP, which is little packets of data sent over.
Yeah, you know, it's one way to look at that, too, is, you know, all the rules that are in place now were once not rules before. I mean, that's another way to look at what it means to break the rules, right? It's to invent something new.
Yep.
I think that's crucial.
All right. So, anything else you want to say about breaking the rules?
I think that's good.
Yeah. Just stay within, like, the legal context of it.
Obviously, know the rules. You need to know them first to understand what you can, how you can approach it differently. That is crucial. Great. It's understanding problems and figuring out how to look at them differently.
Great. So, thank you for joining us for this quick fix, number 3, breaking the rules, with me, Randy, and my buddy, Danny.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Danny. We'll catch you next time. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right.